Hey everybody, welcome to Real Talk with the Guile Group. I'm JT Guile and I am here with
Riley Anderson with Nova Home Loans.
And today we are going to be talking about cost of waiting. We're also going to be talking about the current market situation that we have right now in inventory. All right, so let's go ahead and start us off. Kind of tell me a little bit about yourself, kind of introduce yourself to everybody out there, then also just kind of give us an idea. The number one question right now is, what's the market doing? So just kind of let's get started.
Absolutely, absolutely. Riley Anderson with Nova Home Loans. Been in the industry coming up on 4 years now. Been a crazy roller coaster of the past 4 years. Yeah. Really low rates, really high rates, and getting to experience everything in between. I've been fortunate enough to work for four different companies and four different models. Broker model, publicly traded mortgage bank, smaller retail shops, and really enjoy all of the skills I've been able to accumulate and kind of put together. Nice. To serve our clients. But this past two quarters, or even the first quarter of 2024, have been a whirlwind, and I know you've experienced it yourself.
Absolutely, yeah.
I know we have a lot of good opportunities on the market, but it's also you have to be working with the right team. Is
yeah.
What we've learned, getting creative on your offers or getting creative on your financing, looking at some non-QM options, getting creative on asking over, asking for seller credit to take a little bit of burden off the borrower. A lot of things that we've been working on together.
Exactly, yeah.
And you were going to talk about, too, a little bit of the Tualatin market and specifically Washington County.
Yeah, so Tualatin market has been crazy. I mean, all of the Portland metro area has been insane. Biggest thing that people are looking for right now are those one level homes. Those are both going to be good for your first time home buyer. And those are getting sought after from people downsizing as well. People who haven't seen their upstairs in 5 years. And they're like, you know what? We just need a smaller house.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see that in the past 10 days, as of recording this, we've had 20 homes, one level homes under 600,000, three bed, two bath in the entirety of the Portland metro area. Right. So that's all the way up from Hillsborough down into Newburgh and then stretching all the way into Oregon City. That's it, which is insane, which you'll hear that you think, well, 20 homes, that's not too bad. That's like two homes a day. But when you think about how fast those are going,
yeah,
the inventory is low, low, low. I mean, we recently have had one listed, very grateful now that it is pending, which is great, but multiple offers and it went under contract in the first 48 hours of it being on the market. So that's something that you hear all the time. People are like, oh, the market has to slow down. The rates are still high. Nobody's going to be buying. And it's, if your house is priced correctly, and if, especially, like I said, these one level homes, they're desirable, it's in good shape, we had it priced correctly, 48 hours later, went pending. So that's a super crazy statistic that people just don't see. They don't realize that that's, we're still here in that market right now. So
yeah. And then, you know, speaking on kind of your clientele, and especially with the Guile Group, you guys get a wide range of home buyers, home shoppers. Do you encounter a lot of people who say they want to wait? They're waiting for a crash, they're waiting for rates to come down, they're waiting for values to slow down. So they're interested, they're keeping an eye on the market, but I would say they're sitting on the sidelines.
I can't tell you how many people I've talked to where they've been like, oh, I want to get a home. I'm thinking probably sometime this summer because
right.
Rates are going to come down. And I just, once the rates come down, the bubble's going to, even if the rates don't come down, people are going to, oh, the bubble's going to pop and home prices are going to come down. It's like, and I know that you'll be able to talk on this too. I mean, historically, the appreciation has been what?
Yeah, historically, the appreciation rate for specifically for Washington County is at 5%.
Yeah.
Year over year. We were to exclude 2023, you know, that historically it would move to about 5.4.
Yeah.
As we forecast the next 2 years and 3 years, they're predicting 5.3% rate of appreciation. So the way I look at it, or I'm coaching my shoppers as well, is you can't afford to wait.
No.
With the rate of appreciation, as rates are slated to come down two, possibly three times in 2024, as rates continue to come down, more and more home buyers are going to be joining the party, bid over asking, which will push appreciation that much higher.
Yeah.
You know, JT and I, we ran a couple scenarios on a $650K priced home in Washington County specifically. If you were to wait an estimated 6 months, you're missing out on an estimated $19,200 in equity. If you wait 12 months, you're missing out on an estimated $38,900 on appreciation. So the cost of waiting is significant. And this isn't a blanket statement for everyone. There's outliers too. But I would say for the average home shopper, and we're trying to be aggressive in this market, knowing we'll be able to refinance and be able to leverage that equity. Get in the home and start building now if you can afford it and weather the payment, knowing there's an opportunity to come down, have equity, and have a leverageable asset for you, your family, and your lineage. It's a really, really important move.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of to that point, I feel like some people are going to hear that number of, oh, 650, right, the scenario that we ran. A lot of people are going to hear that, and they're going to kind of go, well, that's crazy. That's a kind of a high figure to think of. The numbers are going to be inflated, right, because you have a higher price. Looking at Tualatin's market, this is encapsulating all of Tualatin, not just those one-level homes that I was talking about. Eight of the homes, so we have 20 homes, or excuse me, we have 31 homes in Tualatin for sale right now as we are filming this. Eight of those homes are over a million. Eight of those homes are under 600,000, which means that the majority of the homes that we are seeing on the market right now in Tualatin are above 600, and most of them are still even above that $700,000 mark as well. So it's like we were saying, 650, a lot of people I feel like are going to kind of balk at that and think that that's a crazy astronomical figure. It really isn't. That's just the reality that we're seeing right now in this market. And coming to that too, the property that we had listed right now, we had multiple offers off the market in 48 hours. That's with high rates.
Yeah.
That's with high rates. That's not with low rates. Once the rates drop, as they're we're starting to project coming up here in the next year, the competition is just going to get more stiff. We're going to have more offers.
Exactly.
We're going to have houses going over asking. I don't think that we'll get to the same point that we were a couple years ago where we were seeing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 over asking. Hey, we're going to waive our inspections. We're not going to ask for repairs. There's going to be no seller credits. I don't think that we'll be back there. We could. We very well could. But we're going to start to shift back to that super competitive market, which is... a lot of people don't really understand that when they start to think about the cost of waiting.
Absolutely. And to piggyback off that, another question for you and the Guile group. When you guys have buyers and they're a little more aggressive, they're a little more open to negotiating, potentially even bidding over ask, how do you guys go about coaching them on that, running your comps to make sure if we're going to offer over, let's make sure it's a sound investment?
Absolutely. So... So every single time that we go to prepare an offer, we write a CMA, so comparative market analysis. We make sure that the home, it makes sense that we're going to be writing that much over. We obviously don't want to write so far over that you're not going to see a return. That's like our job is to take care of you and make sure that this purchase that you're making right now is going to serve you into the future and not just be a, oh, I need to get into a home right now, right now, right now.
Yep.
So that's the big thing. So we run that CMA. We do always say offer highest and best, right? So if you're able to, basically don't lowball it. I mean,
yeah,
there are some cases out there where it's like, it's a good house. There's multiple offers. Don't go and undercut because more than likely you're not going to get it.
Right.
That being said, we'll help kind of coach you through that. And it's going to vary on whatever the home is, whatever the price is, just on the entire situation, right? It's going to vary. It's going to be, oh, you know what? Maybe I think that we can go $5,000-$10,000 over. Maybe it's a little more. Maybe it's a little less. So it just depends. It's situation dependent. But that is something that we always coach our buyer clients on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I know we talked a little bit when it comes to going over asking, what kind of stuff are you seeing on the lending side? What does that look like for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Similar to what you just said. I take pride on making sure my clients are financially sound or set up to succeed, meaning we're not draining all assets on one transaction to get into the home. Knock on wood, you're going to want a new couch. Unfortunately, the water heater will go out on you once or twice.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's have that emergency fund. So I like to run what you just said. I'll collab with my agent, specifically you, get the CMA. And kind of find that sweet spot. So using that same analogy of the $650K purchase price in Washington County, if you were going to offer $675, $25K over asking, with even the historical rate of appreciation, which is lower than the forecasted, it would take 5 months to recoup your investment by equity earned and by your principal balance pay down. Meaning you've created that $25K back in wealth within 5 months. We're just moving assets through different avenues from your checking and savings to now equity in your home to now a leverageable asset.
Yeah.
To kind of, one, be that emergency blanket, and two, the ability to invest in yourself, take care of your family, and maybe even do a fun home project.
Right.
If we're getting crazy.
Absolutely.
Getting excited. So I pride myself on really taking care of the Excel sheet side of things, explaining the break-even analysis, even on a rate buy-down. If we want to spend an extra couple grand to buy the interest rate down, if we're not breaking even in 6 to 12 months, and we're going to rate's already going to come down 2 to 3 times, stay liquid, hang on to the money, let's refinance you down the road, and hopefully there's some leverageable equity if we want to pull some cash out even in under 12 months. So, communicating well with your agent, with your lender, with your team, and making a game plan that works for the borrower or puts the borrower in the best position to be successful and have wealth created from this transaction.
Yeah, so like going back to the rate buy-downs too, so you mentioned earlier that we're getting creative now. We are getting creative in the way that we finance. We are getting creative in the way that we are structuring offers. Kind of tell me a little bit if somebody comes to you and says, hey, look, I want to do a rate buy down. What's that conversation look like, and what does that process look like on your end?
Very similar to the bid over ask. So same thing, and I'm going to use some example numbers. We're in February 2024, so today's rates, a conventional mortgage, you want to put 5% down, is running right around 7%.
Okay.
Say you want to buy it down to 6.5%. It's going to cost $2,000. So if it's going to lower your monthly payment by $50, how many payments cheaper at $50 we have to make to get to recoup your investment? So if that number comes in below 6 months, I think it pencils out and it could be a wise investment. If you're looking at 12 to 18 months to recoup your investment and rates are already slated to come down, it would be wise to I call it eat the frog. Pay the higher monthly payment for 6 months, knowing a large refinance is coming down the road. Stay liquid. You'll have those extra funds for what we just mentioned. That's what I'm pushing my clients to do, is what's the break-even analysis on the buy-down?
Yeah. And that makes a ton of sense too. And eating the frog is a great way of putting it too, because it's one of those things where you're staring it right in the face. You see this interest payment that you're like, oh my God, this is super high. I don't really want this to be my mortgage. Well, you have to realize that
it's temporary.
It is temporary. It's an overused term in the industry, but it is always marry the house, date the rate, right? So the rate can change. The rate is always changing.
Always.
But the house that you're going to be in, that's the house that is where you're going to be for 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Potentially even longer. So it's one of those things where you're looking it right in the face, you're like, man, this sucks.
Yes.
But you just have to endure it for 4 to 6 months, and then once that that rate comes down, you can then refinance from there, and then you'll be looking at a much easier to swallow payment than what you were seeing previous. So
absolutely, absolutely. Taking care of clients, financial literacy is important to us, and putting people in a position to win and be successful and have an opportunity to create wealth through home ownership. I've seen the fruit from it in my family's life, and I would love to be able to pass that on and show other people how to do it.
Yeah.
It's a life-changing experience and transaction, and it is stressful, and we're sensitive to that, but we're here to help you hold your hand through it and explain every moving piece.
Absolutely, and I know that you've worked with a bunch of first-time homebuyers. I've worked with first-time homebuyers too, and I mean any homebuyer, but specifically those first-time homebuyers. Yeah. It is such a great feeling kind of helping them get into that, and kind of they start building their wealth as they start to go on through life. That's such a huge step, and giving them their keys for the very first time to their brand new home.
It's powerful.
It's a super exciting moment. I mean,
yeah.
On their end, it's they had this huge buildup. Like you're saying, it's stressful. It's the biggest transaction that you're, well, potentially the biggest transaction of your life up to that point. Potentially you'll buy a more expensive house later, but for the most part, this is the most money that you've ever spent.
And we're sensitive to that.
Yeah, and it's a huge deal. And you have this huge stress buildup, and then you give them the keys, and it all just kind of fades away, and they're like, okay, it was worth it. We accomplished all of this. We set ourselves up for the future. This is the new us. So it's super exciting to see that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, if everybody out there, where do they find you if they want to get in touch?
My phone number and email will be down below, as well as a link to my website. You can also find me on Instagram, which will also be below, at Riley Anderson Lender. Perfect. Thank you for having me, JT.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys. And if you guys want to find us, obviously you guys are here on the YouTube, Instagram, Facebook page, just wherever you're at. And then we also have our website that will be linked down below to guilegroup.com. If you want to reach out to me, my number is 971-224-6556. That'll also be down there as well. And we look forward to seeing you guys. Thank you so much.